So some devotees feel that after coming to bhakti, their mind is becoming more agitated because we have to work with many different kinds of people, and they bring their own mental issues on us, or they behave in ways that disturb us. So can we just practice bhakti alone in isolation without mixing with others? Well, I'd say there are three different components here. One is, does bhakti cause the increased agitation of the mind? The second is the kind of variety of people we have in the devotee community. And the third is how one can best do service. So let's address each of these separately. First is, it's not that bhakti itself causes agitation of the mind. It may be that sometimes we may become extremist in a particular aspect of practice of bhakti, and that may agitate our mind. You know, if I become a perfectionist with respect to chanting, and this is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, don't say Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and then anybody says Krishna, hey, don't say Krishna, Krishna, and I will just become disturbed with everyone. I'll be disturbed with everyone, and I'll disturb everyone. So, so it is not.
People in Brisbane who say exactly that.
So. So then, it may be that we are, see, in bhakti there are principles and there are preferences. So chanting the Mahamantra is a principle. How exactly we chant the mantra, whether we chant it, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, what volume we chant, what speed we chant, what, that is a matter of preference. When we make a matter of preference into a matter of principle, we become fanatical. And when we become fanatical, we agitate our minds and we agitate others' minds. So it's not that bhakti practice makes us makes our mind more agitated. Rather, fanaticism in the practice of bhakti can make our and others' mind agitated, or others' fanaticism can make our mind agitated also. So it's not bhakti practice that makes our mind agitated. And additionally, it could also be that just as sometimes by past karma, we get some physical diseases. So that's a time when there is physical pain is more. So sometimes it may also be that by past karma, we may get some mental health, mental issues, mental distresses may be more for us. So now with respect to, this is the first issue. So it's just as past karma, it's not because of bhakti practice, it's just because of past karmic reaction playing out. Now with respect to devotees often causing agitation to us, well, yeah, it's possible. Because again, different devotees have different conceptions of bhakti, different conceptions of what is important in bhakti, of how bhakti is to be practiced. And one disadvantage we have is that because we are trying to follow some standards, we often become judgmental. And we think that we are being spiritual by being judgmental. Actually, I'm helping you by telling you that you're wrong. Now, it may be, it may not be. So, the problem with being judgmental is that we often dismiss people's sentiments as sentimentality. And we also think that we are in a superior position to correct others. So, it creates a lot of psychological issues when we become judgmental. And also just the sheer variety of people whom we have to work with, that can be difficult. So, we have to recognize that within devotee association, there are many different kinds of devotees. There's a senior Prabhupada disciple who told me that, he said that devotees, the way more you practice bhakti in ISKCON, you will discover that devotees can be more wonderful than you can imagine, and devotees can be more dreadful than you can imagine. So, it is both ways. Sometimes we see the dedication of some devotees, say, how can anyone be so dedicated? How can somebody so inspired, so inspiring to others? But somebody else, we may say, they may just criticize so harshly, they may so judgmental. You know, how can somebody do that and still be a devotee? So we will get both extremes. So we shouldn't reduce devotee association to any one extreme. Now, most of us are in between, and we'll have both extremes also. So, yeah. Rather than reducing devotee association to only negative experiences, or rather than idealizing devotee association by looking at only positive extremes. We need to be realistic and look for that devotee association that inspires us. Within devotee association, if you find that some devotees I can't get along, then keep a respectful distance. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that we need to work with like-minded devotees. Sajatiya Ashaya Bhagavad Bhakta Sangha, that is the principle of Rupa Goswami's Bhakta Sangha Sindhu also. So sometimes I feel that that principle is not adequately emphasized in our emphasis on association. Association of devotees is very important. Yes, but a devotee who is completely into book distribution will not be able to appreciate another devotee who is spending hours in studying Shastra and teaching Shastra and conducting Bhakti Shastri and Bhakti Vaibhav courses. So then if we associate with devotees whose definition of success in Bhakti is reduced to only one particular activity, then they will create insecurity within us about what we are doing. And that we can't, we need to keep a distance from them. I remember, now I am a writer, I always wanted to write. So in India, there's the biggest newspaper is Times of India. And in Times of India, there is a spiritual column called Speaking Tree. So I used to read that when I was a child, when I was a student. And I used to like ideally dream, one day I will write over there. And then I started practicing Bhakti, I became a Brahmachari, I started writing articles. And one day, I got the Speaking Tree email address, I sent an article, and a few days later that article was published. I was so delighted, with dream come true. So I came to the ashram and told devotees, my article is published in Speaking Tree. And devotees, how does the tree speak? So they just couldn't understand it all. And even when other devotees who are well-read, okay, why are you so excited about it? But it was then a few weeks later, Jayadvait Maharaj came to Pune. And then I had already published in some small local Indian newspapers, in Pune-based newspapers. This was my publication in a national level newspaper. So then I made a compilation of all my articles. I showed it to Jayadvait Maharaj. And he was so happy. He said, hey, Prabhupada has blessed you, Krishna, just keep writing. He said, others can manage, others can counsel, you focus on writing. And he was very profusely encouraging, so much so that, and I asked him, how can I improve writing? He gave me a long list of books. At that time, there was not much internet in India, Amazon was not there. I asked Maharaj, how will I get these? These are not Indian author books, how will I get it? So actually, Maharaj went to America, and then he personally went to a bookshop, purchased all the books, and through different devotees who were coming to India, he sent the books to me. So the Chaupati Temple president, he phoned me and he said that Jayadvait Maharaj gave me some books. Another devotee, was a senior devotee in Juhu Temple, he told Jayadvait Maharaj gave me some books. So I was completely overwhelmed by the amount of reciprocation I got from him. So that was the time I realized that, I need like-minded association. Devotees are not into writing, they will not appreciate. But devotees in writing, they will profusely appreciate. So we do need like-minded association. And when you find that, then we'll be able to move forwards. And the third part about wanting to do service in isolation, I think all of us have our natures. Some of us are more introvert, some of us are more extrovert. So some people need more space. And overall, our moment is an extrovert moment. Go out and do kirtans, go out and do harinam, go out and do this. So it's a overall extrovert moment. And often introversion is considered to be maya. You don't want to associate devotees, you want to be alone. Now it can be maya, of course. When we are alone with our mind. And the mind can get us in trouble. But it's not necessary that it is maya. There's a modern philosopher who was asked, he was atheist, so he asked, what is your conception of hell? So he said, hell means other people. So some people were just so averse, So if somebody is an introvert or somebody feels the need for their own space, then it's not that is wrong. And then they need some kind of service which they can do in their own space. And of course, one cannot be completely disconnected. We will need some association. we will need some guidance of some devotees who will give us space, at the same time monitor us within that space in a broad way. So I think if some devotee is not introvert as an extrovert nature, but simply burned by devotee association and then tries to be an introvert, that will not work. So then it's best that they try to find like-minded association and connect with that and serve over there. But if some devotee wants to serve a little bit at a distance, then if they can find a service by which they can serve sustainably, that is perfectly fine.